Please call over choice.
Gotta let us know. Gotta say hi.
So we are taking your advice every time and trying to evolve every time. So I don't know if you know, it's a camera just a little bit better. We try to, you know, be fancy. So we see how fast, you know. I think the camera's kind of cleaner. You let us know if the camera's cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
We try to make sure the camera's cleaner. We are as pixelated. And the first time wasn't too bad, but one time it was super pixelated. And I think the sound was off the next time. So hoping that the sound is on now. Fixing it, so feedback would be welcome and be good. Still rocking my shirt, you know. I wouldn't say if I wash it or not, but I know I'm still rocking my shirt.
So. So I'm not wearing my shirt because I told Roddy black on black is a crime.
Well, our camera's better now, so I don't know if it might have come off better.
Yeah.
I got a little light skin in this thing. my color coming out.
Yeah, so,
my color coming out, so a little brown skin now. I was make them, you know, not make it the light skin eyes and whatever. And squid, it's a galaxy.
Make us like the light skin god.
Make us a European light skin type of dude too. Yeah, so we are here. We are early. You know, we try not to be late. So we appreciate you guys for tuning in. Camera's cleaned up very nice. Thanks for actually trying. You know, yeah. Once we get that money to get that check clear, we get a nice little camera. I did one video for Nadia. That's what we thought of this. I did a video, commercial almost, for Wellman Hepburn International.
Yes. Yeah,
transition series today. We were blessed with the opportunity to do a little 5-minute thing on resume redesign. That's not his specialty. I'm using the iPhone. I think it came out pretty clear. So I said, let's try his iPhone again. So we're using her phone. I need to get like an adapter from my phone to use our phone. We're using her phone and the stand and get some lighting. So I think this is pretty nice compared to what we had prior to, so.
It's decent.
Thanks, Dira. You know, we're taking your advice, you know.
Listen.
You tell us the lighting, you gotta get our lighting game
and up. And Dira told me I have to smile more because my face is so straight. Like, I can't help it.
So, Dira, give me that rundown. So, I said, okay, Dira, I gotta get it together. So, once we got it together, I think we got John over the lighting and the sound, so. Yeah.
Now the only problem is I get in a delay on where I need to read what I need to read.
So again, as the time comes, it's been 2 weeks. The last time you guys were here, we was talking about my birthday, and 2 weeks was not since. And we have a daughter had a birthday as well, a golden birthday, and she's 11 on the 11th. And bro, I remember when we were discussing being pregnant with her, let alone in a hospital with her, and now. She's 11. I think that's a blessing. Blessing to see even that far. But so I'm really appreciative to see that. I tell her, I remember when we when we were waiting for her to come. Because Nads had the pains. And then she went to the hospital. Then she had a delay in elation. So we were just waiting.
Could you stop talking about my cervix?
It was a delay. I was waiting in hours and hours and hours and hours. And the nurse is like, well, you might as well go home. Because nothing happened. So I went home, I literally went home. The Yankees were playing the Red Sox in the baseball playoffs. I think it's a World Series. Went home, I bathed, watched an inning, which is like just 3 outs, and I went right back up. My conscience wouldn't let me sit there because I did not want to not be in the room. Even I couldn't be in the room because it's a cesarean, to not be in the area where she had the baby. So I even didn't know it was going to be a cesarean at the time. So I went back, went to the hospital, and just waited on the bench. If you ever been to BMH's benches, they aren't comfortable at all.
They aren't meant for you to stay. They don't want you to stay.
But I see, and I waited. Downstairs, maternity, outside of maternity ward, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and then until morning, and her parents came, and her mother worked at the hospital at the time. Mm-hmm. So she had office. So she said, you know, you can stay in the office and sleep. I said, nope, I'll sit right in this bench. I said, head back, diving for congas. We would say, Head back.
Just don't take it much.
But I said, you know what? I got to be here because I needed to be present when my daughter comes. So I was happy to say that it was. And she ended up having a cesarean early in the morning. So when we had it, it was there. And then when they wheeled out, this the wheeling thing is just red blanket. It's around red blanket night. My heart told me to ask my daughter. Then Nia's anxious at waiting for Nadia to come down, and she eventually came down, and I guess Nadia's okay, and Rayna's okay. And to show you how fast technology changed, smartphones wasn't a thing. Smartphones wasn't necessarily the thing. So I had this, oh bless the heart, phone where I barely could take a picture of her, but I was proud to take a picture of her. Yeah, like this camera quality now, so, and I was 11 years old.
My side of the story isn't as fun, because all I know was pain, labor, surgery, then beautiful baby girl. Yeah. So we were very happy to have her.
So we share our story, the full story later on.
So let's get into it. It is 7 o'clock. We thank you so much for getting in here early, guys. So let me shout out the early birds. Shout out to Ashley and Thalia. We appreciate Indira and Taria. And Taria, yes, Rodney has a propensity to talk all the business. So, hey people, we are back.
Who are watching and who have been commenting too.
We are back with another episode of the R and Love podcast, where the husband and wife team, Rodney and Nadia, tackle topics like pop culture, parenting, and everything in between. So this season is the start of something new again, as we have our Facebook family chiming in live on our Facebook page, R and Love Podcast. So we're here every 2 weeks, and 2 weeks sounds like a long time.
Sounds quick.
Like it speeds up on you, because I was looking at him and he was looking at me and was like,
We
gotta look up in these people face again. We get to look up in these people face again, though. We appreciate it. So we're here every 2 weeks, and if you want to join in and share your thoughts, make sure to like and follow our page so you don't miss it. Also, if you have any questions, well, when I say any within reason, that you'd like answered during the podcast, please shoot us an email at rnlovepodcast@gmail.com. So if you missed the live stream, this and past episodes are available on all streaming platforms. What you saying, Ben?
No, I do a YouTube video of it, so I put a graphic here probably somewhere.
Oh.
It's like a lot of white space on
this point. Oh, we fancy, because I didn't know we was going to do that way. You made me the point anywhere to just be like...
I'll show you the video so you see in the Nadia. She had like a resume and zoomed out to it. It's fun to do.
No? Okay. All right, cool. So again, I dropped the I dropped the email in the comments for you guys if you want to send us any emails, all right? So again, we got some new people who popped in. So hi Alex, hi Nathan. Just send us a little hey so we can say hey back before we get started. So one of the things that I wanted to let you guys know, and I feel like it's very important for me to get off my chest, is I'm not happy. Let me tell you all why I'm not happy. I'm not happy because I'm going stir crazy. Now, let me get this out here and very clear to you guys. It's not as if I am the party person. It's not as if I am the one who closes down the party. It's not as if I go to every brunch. I barely go to brunch. My philosophy is, if I could cook it, I really don't feel like paying money to go and do it. I am a person who likes my Sunday drives. I like to, NASA is 21/7. I like to drive the circumference. I like to start out east because we out east, and I want to, you know, go out to Yamacraw and come to Eastern Road and end up by Clifton Pier and come back home. Like, I want to get some ice cream. Hi, Mom. Mom's tuning in. That's my mom, Lydia, guys. She's a princess. But I want to drive the island. I want to get my ice cream. I want to get my comforters. Hi, Ramon. I want to come back home. I want to get dressed like this. I want to put on some unnecessarily big earrings and some really, like, finger-thick eyebrows. And I want to go somewhere. You understand? So I'm not saying that I'm such a going out person, but when I do, I enjoy it because I like the drive and I like going out. I like spending time, cuddle up next to this one, just in different, like, different areas, different scenes, like a different background. You understand? So that's bothering me, right? I know you can say that yes, you can go out and like during the day, you can still go out during the day, Nadia. You can still go for a drive. You can still go for a drive Monday to Friday before 7 p.m. Listen, first of all, for those who ain't, who aren't like so aware of what's going on in New Providence right now, New Providence is locked down. So we have to be home by 7 o'clock Monday to Friday. And we're not supposed to go out on the weekend unless we're an essential worker or if we're going to our church services. Lisa's laughing at me with the big eyebrows. But my thing is, right? I feel like that's the problem for me. Y'all giving me a curfew, like a literal curfew. So it's like I've been an adult for redacted years, right? And you're making me feel like I don't drive. Like you're making me feel like I have homework. Like you're making me feel like a kid. And so God help the children if this is how they're feeling, because I feel like them. And I'm, this is why I'm not happy. Like there's no variety. So you know you have to be in a certain time. You can't go to the beach on random days. Just hop up and go to the beach. We haven't been to the beach since January. What is that? What is that? Okay. And when I say the beach is my favorite place, it is. But I don't do the beach with plenty of people. So the fact that we gotta be there, and there's like if I do a little swim like that, somebody I may touch somebody's leg in the water. I can't do that. I need my space. I need my space to be as expansive as the sea that I see. You understand? So now with the reduced hours, not even now, because we can't go to the beach now. We can't go to the beach now. The beach locked down again. But when you could have gone to the beach and everybody only had until 12 o'clock in the morning, from 5 in the morning to 12 o'clock to go to the beach, it was like everybody was piled up on the beach. I don't do people in the beach because then people do things to the beach. And I love the beauty of the natural beach. The natural, unpolluted, un-KFC Bones beach. You understand? So it's a challenge for me. Anybody else feel this way, or is it just me? Because I feel like I gave you all a lot of hands just now.
Yeah, I tell you, I just miss wearing dress-up socks. That's one of the things I realized. I didn't realize I would miss. I did a presentation last week, I think, a week before last, and I wore a suit. That's the first time I wore a full suit with shoes in a very long time. And I didn't have on socks. And I said, I really do miss wearing my fancy socks. And it's little things like that is really like the normalcy that you, I guess, not take for granted, but just normalcy that is missing. And then just you're making the best of it. But the upside to stuff like this, you see, Rashawn orders my boy from family. I'm from Fidelity.
And hi, Sherelle and Deandra and Darrenique. Yes, thank you, y'all, for me.
The upside is this lockdown is you got to be creative in terms of you pushing out your business, you doing stuff like this, doing different ideas. But just the other things that you used to do, I guess, that you took for granted, it's crazy. And our son recently, he talked about how he just wanted to grow up. And the ending is to hear someone that young still understand but still get frustrated was just eye opening. Mm-hmm. Because this thing was like, I understand that we need to be safe, but I want to go see my family. I want to go see my friends. Mm-hmm. And what would break my little heart is like when he say, "Well, I know the prime minister can't see his family and friends either." So I understand, but I really want to go see my family and my friends. So it's just stuff that you have to understand. It's tough for everybody all around.
Yeah.
It's something we have to go in together. And I think what's coupled frustrating is that what's happening, and it's nothing we can do. But I really wish not to get on that side of it, but I really wish that. Because I'm seeing, like, so in Canada, where they had a day, one of the provinces where they had zero confirmed cases.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's things I can do, but I know the powers that be at the one where they can't. I wish the private sector and the public sector all the best, and we need to get out of it, man. We saw my sister the other day, and we talked about traveling. And boy, oh boy, I miss traveling.
It seems like such a distant concept now.
It's we were blessed to have been away recently.
We went away earlier in the year before.
Oh, this happening. And it was crazy that the blessing was like we went away. And my sister and her family was there too. And so our kids were playing and we went to Dave and Buster. And just to show you how things change. And I remember like David Buster, everybody playing, going from game to game, you're touching all the stuff playing, whatever. Like now it's like, you know how nasty that is to go to a game right after somebody and it's not sanitized, or you didn't wash your hands or
two different hands.
It's like, it's crazy that the things that you took for granted or things that is like so weird, it's like now it's like that's the norm. But even like the whole idea, God knows what he's doing, so I don't question how and when things happen, but boy, the plan was to go here, the plan was to go there, the plan was to go everywhere. So now I just pause. So one day, someone lose a cruise, and like the idea of a cruise
listen,
now is so like,
and we got our visas all together, and we were ready for 2020.
Like if you saw my passport prior to me getting a new passport, I bless my passport. My passport got kidnapped. My passport probably thought something happened to this fella, because this fella have not used my passport. So pristine when I went to get a renewed. So now I got my past six, we got all of us together. We had 10 years in June, we jumped in this. We only last year a couple lines. This year, I go out and sit down.
Listen. So Tari says, I miss going out too. I had plans for my birthday. Tari, your birthday is still coming up. Oh, we got an interruption. We're filming. No. You can have peanut butter sandwich. All right. See you later.
Yeah. So that's a part of it. So actually, we was coming to Lucho.
Yes.
The plan was coming to Lucho and go to Bluff because she has the same Bluff. Bluff is the northern part. That's where my dad is from. And I wanted to go show her I forget it's called, but where my daddy neighbor she married. And I see all that stuff and we're going back. And that's to show you how life changes. Because when we were there last year, we were saying we miss each other, we come back next year. Next year looks completely different.
Listen,
so I think that's something.
Sherelle is beyond frustrated. Hi, Ricardo. Yes, Ashley is saying irresponsible few are making it hard for everyone else. And I totally agree.
Ashley, I feel like I said it earlier and I feel even more so now. We are in a classroom and now one kid is talking and the teacher is punishing the entire class.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying, but if Craig and Connor stop talking, no one go to lunch. And that little boy wouldn't shut up. So I went physically punch Craig, they said, please shut up.
We don't condone
like, please
violence.
Shut up. Like, whatever, metaphorically, physically, just I want to stop whatever Craig is doing. Not my daddy, Greg, but whatever that person is doing, they say, you're causing for everybody else. And what's equally frustrating is that when you're on both sides of it, because you're persons who don't think it's real.
Mm-hmm.
You're persons who do not see what they do and are contributing to the increase in numbers.
Oh, they don't see it at all. They don't see anything that they're doing. Oh, how is me not wearing my mask right now adding to the problem? How is me going and I feel a little sick. I can't taste my food. I can't smell anything.
I can't smell my arm.
I can still go out to the food store. I can still go out to the gas station. I can still go out to everywhere, whatever. Lisa says, you can imagine in the classroom, it's rough for real. But I feel like we are in detention right now. We are alone. Down and that is making me sad. Like this is not, I'm not happy about this at all.
But you make do, you make the best, and you trust the situation. It's going to get better. The things I'm grateful for is that health, strength, and then goodwill. Because at the same time too, this is a very serious thing. If they're saying that the way to not get is to stay home, then we can stay home. I just wish that everybody would take that same responsible approach to it. So we all can get through this together. Because I too would like to go back out. I too would like to go travel. I too would like to go train. I too like to just experience things that I wouldn't say I took for granted, but I do now miss. Because all those things I did not take for granted. Because I always appreciate just the simple things. Like even as simple as the airport, I tell her, one of the things I used to daydream about the airport was sitting in the airport eating Wendy's with her. Because I know if I make it past customs, we don't know. Because for some reason, like I don't know, but customs, fair to say I want to get past customs. So once I get past customs, I feel so relieved.
Well, I think we smuggle in something, but don't stop us.
Yeah,
we just want to go. We want to go so bad.
So once I'm in customs, once I'm in the airport, that's stuff without it. So the little things, the little nuances.
Hi, Javon and Bridget and Abby and Vanda. Y'all came up the same car or something? Everybody rolling in the same time.
Well, Lisa, I'm with you, but this is our far region. And we need people then. We only hope. I remember when this happened in March, and it was like, boy, by June, July, and I said, like, no, by May.
I thought this is, I ain't gonna lie. I thought this, so this was going to be like a 2 week thing. Like, okay, maybe they just need to like clear out the air a little bit. Everybody stay home, everybody behave, and we're gonna be fine. Cool. Back to normal.
And we are in October, in the middle part of October.
And you're all talking about 2021, like January 1st, 2021 is supposed to like spray lights all across the earth and everything is going to be fine.
So
I don't think so.
But it is what it is.
Oh, sorry. Donovan Jason Rule. Hi. You get a hi. Hi. One stop the whole show just for him, man. Anyway.
Yeah, guy with you. God says, rough, but let us encourage our family members and friends to follow the guidelines so more can be beyond.
Yes, God, please. If you have not done so already, when visiting your family and friends, if you have to, if you don't have to, Zoom it out. Google Meets it out. But, hi, Stara. But if you can, you know, if you have to visit them, wear your mask. Wash your hands for 20 seconds. Man. Sanitize your hands. I keep a can of Lysol in the car or beep. Beep is a thing now. I don't know. Beep. The disinfectant spray.
What is it?
I don't know. You beep and then it's
called something. It's
called beep.
It's a brand?
It's a brand.
That's it. Sounds.
Well, we could say Lysol. We could say beep.
But beep sounds like a Malaysian name.
But all I'm saying is all it needs to do is work.
How do you know
it's working? Know. I don't care if it's beep or honk or toot toot.
I feel like none of those things would. Like, squash me the numbers actually.
Listen, but in any event, I keep my disinfectant in the car. So like, if I have to bring something in the car for whatever reason, I just spray it down while it's resting in there. Like, you can never be too safe.
Keep it.
Something. Follow the regulations. Don't cheat the regulations. Don't mind us complaining. We locked down, but we are at home.
Yeah.
We are not sneaking out. We're not calling 511 trying to see if we could just go down the road for a little something. No, we are home. So follow the regulations. Please be the kids in the class that are actually behaving and contributing to the group project so that we can all get out of this, because I am not happy being locked down.
And I don't think the average person is. So again, I really wish everyone was safe, be clean, and just be conscious, man. Just be stop being selfish. So, but again, be preaching to the choir, because the people we're talking to probably have people keeping the procedures, and people who are listening probably out and about now trying to make it on before 7.
Donovan says you could tell Rodney doesn't go to the shop, and we're just laughing at you because they support me.
I go to the shop, but I'm a type of as people to the shop, we write on the list to get joy. I get Ajax. I ain't getting limitation. I get joy. Because you see this thing,
never lie.
When we go, I remember one time we were even when we were away. And if you give me a list of stuff, I went on Google. I look for the exact brand. I get no knockoff. You told me that brand for a reason. Because then let me come back, bring back beep. And it was bring back Lysol. And beep to be an imitation. I get talked to about. You've been a cheap beep for. And then it sounded like she crazy me.
I never said beep is cheap. Hey, look how that rhymes. No.
Is a beep effective? I've never heard beep before.
No, but I've heard that it is effective. But it's just that I have some Lysol stock up. Deep so I haven't had the opportunity to use it.
That's like Arcanum, it's like a J name, like Arcanum, some better efficient estrogen product and something, I don't know. It gotta be something deep. I don't want to see the name that you turned down. If beep is the name they pick, I hate to see the name in the marketing company. So you know what? That's not gonna work.
We giving them so much free advertising right now.
I really need to see the buy some see. Beep pop. Then you're in the first. I know. I never.
Alexandra says, "I'm still trying to figure out where this beep pop up
Thank
from."
Thank you, guys. It ain't just me. Seriously, beep is good. Beep must be in the market.
Jamal says they've been in marketing for a while.
What's a while? For March? I mean,
I don't know, but Jamal is the marketing guy.
Okay, then. So we can think she is. Thank you, Shane.
Oh, in any event, so
you also have beeping on shop, Shane, and if you use that beeping on shop, then. She works. So I actually where she works. We give people business.
Oh, sorry. All right. Sometimes we forget the mic is on. Sorry. But in any event, that leads us to coping mechanisms.
Right? 2010. Jesus.
Yikes. So Rodney.
So coping mechanism. So what coping mechanism is just a way to adapt. Psychologists try to teach you how to do different ways to adapt. Because with difficulties such as this and situations such as this, it can be stressful. So you need to find a way to manage the stress. Because certain things, I tell persons, even though you know it's happening, you still need to deal with it. It's still difficult. So just different ways to cope. One of the ways to cope it's something we're talking about, obviously off camera, it's mindfulness. Being aware of your situations. I like to tell a person to be aware of your feelings. Like, don't run away from your feelings. You feel how you feel. You can't justify your feelings. Your feelings aren't right. They aren't wrong. They're just how you feel.
Right.
Now, your actions might be right or might be wrong, might be contrary, but your feelings are still your feelings. So I tell persons, feel it, accept it, but don't sit in it. So one thing I tell the kids all the time is emotions are energy in motion. So when you have emotions, especially if it's a bad emotion, find a way to let that pass through.
So here's a problem that I have with the lockdowns. Before the lockdowns, one of my coping mechanisms for dealing with stress was to go and take a drive. I love driving. Anybody who knows me, usually if you see me pull up on you, I'm in the driver's seat because it really calms me. With a lockdown, y'all are taking away my usual driving times, which is like usually in the evening when traffic has already died down a bit. Or on the weekends when we can just go out and about and maybe go to a shop and again, drive the whole island, right? Mm-hmm. Because I live where you vacation. New Providence is beautiful. The coastline is beautiful. I don't necessarily have that. So now it leaves me to try to look for a new way to cope. So I was talking to my wellness coach, Melissa. Why am I not speaking properly? I can't. I stress out.
Awesome.
Right. So Melissa. I was talking to her and I was just telling her, you know, as following this wellness food program, and I was doing really well. I was losing some weight, although that's not really the goal, but the goal was to like eat more whole foods and be mindful of the things that you're eating. And for the past week, I haven't been checking. Like, if I have healthy stuff, not that I cook such bad stuff, but I have been trying to incorporate more healthy stuff, new stuff, lentils, chickpeas. Like, that's not something I typically cook. But I haven't been checking like that because, like, if it comes to my hand, I'll cook it. If not, because I'm over it, if that makes sense. You understand? So you have to be, like, conscious of the fact of where your emotional state is going, like, if it's dwindling.
Yeah. And for me, one of the things I do to cope, I used to just, and I still do now, create something. So if I can create something, that's a way for me to cope because I'm taking the energy from inside to the outside. But the thing is, whereas the double-edged sword for me is that if I don't finish it, then I get stressed when I finish it. So now I have to find a way to balance it in the marriage too. One of the things I do, and if you know me, you know this lockdown I have, me and keeping moving is that I have to keep moving. So I find things to, and just so much other things happening. I mean, if anybody pays bills, you know, that's one of the constant struggles you have and you're always conscious of. And anybody who has a salary, whether it's full, quarter, or half, you're grateful for something coming in. So I'm grateful for something coming in. But the CNI too, I know that I need to keep on moving because COVID showed me that nothing is permanent except for change. And that's what's going to happen. So now that's why it's in the back of my mind. So I've been in the state whereas I'm present and I'm thinking ahead and I'm thinking beyond. So one thing, I see someone say exercise and Dali said, and I agree, Dali, the exercising has helped. Jay, working out with Jay has helped. But
yes,
one of the things I prefer exercising is walking slash jogging slash running.
Mm-hmm.
And then with this lockdown coming up now, it's now I have to work within these parameters. So now I have to either get up at a particular time and do it, and dealing with the kids, dealing with work, dealing with home, and just dealing with myself. It's such a, so many moving pieces that trying to fit that in a box is difficult. So it's lots of happening, but all this is an opportunity to grow, opportunity to learn, opportunity to adapt.
Listen, 2020 is out here teaching people adaptability.
Yeah.
That's the word.
So that's just what it is. So and just I'm enjoying it though. At the end of the day, I would say I tend to try to find the silver lining and everything though. Even though you might be saying, "Oh, sir, crazy at home," or "You can't get the girl," or "You can't cook." The fact that I'm in the house with my wife, my son, and my daughter is a blessing. So I know a lot of persons can't say that. The fact that I can say that we have a peaceful home is a blessing. we have a home where laughter is permitted, yes. where love is encouraged,
yes.
where just you can be yourself. Those things I don't take for granted. I remember I saw early on where I say a lot of people aren't in places where they want to be. I can say there's somewhere I want to be. So I those things yeah. I really do appreciate. So that's whenever I get too down on myself, whenever I get too low, I remind myself, say, what are the good things? What are the positive things? Count your blessings, you know, one by one. This is the song is saying, and that's what I do. So I literally right now say, these are the stuff I do. These are stuff I haven't done. There I remind myself, and one of the things I cope with, I told somebody else, I create milestones. Or I call them landmarks or milestones. And how you said the cope is that I would make something, and I look back at it and say, but this is true.
It's an accomplishment.
So whenever I think as a man running, I'm running this entire time, I look back and say, but you do this, you do that. So case in point, we did the four guys thing, doing stuff with Jay, doing work with Nadia, doing stuff with Rawson, doing stuff with Rain. I can look back and say, okay, I haven't wasted my time. Even work-wise, like I said, I have a promise you things, and whatever, because I'm coming up, Janine the past, and once they pass, I'll be like, you know what, I did that. So it's a lot of things that, if you allow the world, it's going to distract you, and that's how you get into the dark place, and that's how you have to pull yourself from the dark place.
Yes.
Like, the world's job is to convince you that you aren't valuable, and it's your job to remind yourself often, more than daily, that I am something of value.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you got to do, and that's that to me, that's how I ultimately go.
So that ties back into some of the things that I myself, I'm talking to myself as well as to you guys, that I'd like to start to incorporate. So going back to looking at my vision board and repeating the positive affirmations that I have on the back of it. So going back to doing the mindful exercises, like the breathing exercises or the five sense exercises. Does anybody know about that, where you're cognizant of what it is that you're seeing, you're touching, you're feeling, like
tasting,
hearing. You're grounding yourself, because sometimes when like you let your mind go, it just keeps going and going and going and going, and it's like you have to bring yourself back down to earth. Then listen, those are my thoughts. What is it that is happening right now? What can I do right now? How can I calm and still myself right now? And then at the end of the day, prayer changes a lot of things.
Affirmation. Now, I'm a big affirmation, praying things, reading things. And I have a sign up to you, plan and faith. So like certain things is like you have to put it up the, you have to be patient and wait. So to give you practical stuff of what I do to cope, because I think, and that's what we're leaning towards, because Shay mentioned it. So Shay, you got my haircut, thank you very much. That's actually one of my ways to cope. So I look back at certain things, like, give you a little deep dive in the work. I saw an interview years back with somebody here on locks, and they asked the gentleman, why did you cut your locks? And the guy said, I cut my locks because my locks represented a past me. Because somebody can take my locks, they can run a DNA test of my locks, and they can tell what I ate at a particular time in my life, where I was climate-wise, what I drank, what level of stress I had, because of all the things I retained in your hair. So, whenever I'm going through a particular period, and my hair grew up, whenever I cut my hair, I tell myself I'm releasing those past things that I'm dealing with. So that's why I'm a big proponent. I cut my hair, and that's why I used to love going to the barber. That's the next thing I used to do the coke prior to this whole COVID and going to the barber. Because it's a way of me to, like, almost like you're shedding your old self.
Yes.
So whenever I cut my hair, I'm telling myself these are the things I'm letting go. I'm letting go this past failure. I'm letting go this past thought. I'm letting go this past depression. That was yesterday's failure, not today's failure. And I release those things. And once I wash myself, I wash those things from me. And that ties, and that's the end of the cope, is going back to the Bible. What then they did in the Jewish tradition, they used to fully submerse the person for baptism. And that's to be a cleansing. They used to go in the temple, go into the temple, they used to cleanse themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever, and they come back clean, spiritually clean, physically clean, and spiritually clean. So whenever I have a particularly stressful time, I take like an intensive bath or shower, whatever, and I wash myself. And if you bathe, it must be like dirty, but if you bathe, you know, your skin cells come off. You're literally wiping off old skin cells, wiping off old stuff.
Yeah.
So when I see those things wash, I tell myself, you're washing yourself and you're letting those things through. And that's the kind of stuff I do.
And let them stay there.
And leave them and let them go. So that's the kind of stuff I do to cope. And just to get it out there. And then those things to me are important. And not in sense said, and I agree, self-talk is a serious thing. Because what happens is that we have so much other people's voices in our heads. As a documentary, I would suggest if you have Netflix, called Our Social Dilemma, or The Social Dilemma. I talk about how social media is now turning people into these individual bots and whatever, XYZ. I wouldn't ruin it too much. But that would need a firm to me already, personally. So what I do, certain seasons, certain times, certain months, certain times of the day, I call it unplugging. I would totally move away from my phone.
Right.
I either let my phone discharge completely so it's dead, or I cut it off, or I put it somewhere completely away from me. I totally disconnect. Because for me, because I'm doing so much and so many people have access to me, I have to pull back. That's how I cope, because I will feel overwhelmed.
And it's actually one of the things that is on my vision board, a sign that says, unplug, and you don't understand how powerful that is to do so.
Yeah, so I definitely unplug, because you'd be surprised the things you're feeding into the documentary talking about how we mindlessly scroll on social media. Because I may be jokingly saying, but you are in the bathroom and just sitting there, you're scrolling, like, it's night already? Like, it's just 4 o'clock. And like, you just have time just going away. I don't want to be in a situation in my life just going away, so I try to be intentional. So that's the kind of stuff I do to cope. And the other side of that is using social media positively, what Nazis do, especially Instagram, make it your vision board.
Yes.
Unfollow things that aren't feeding your spirit, follow things that are feeding your spirit. So if you have to look at your phone, every time look at your phone,
something positive. So Chico says, understood, you're right. Please continue to suggest coping mechanisms. I'm interested to see the incidence of suicide or acute mental illnesses this year. To see a rise in mental illnesses is for those persons to actually recognize it for what it is and to report it or to seek help. I don't know if persons are quite aware that this is something that they need to look into or have the type of environment where they can openly seek help, you know?
I heard someone say, we usually talk about on our podcast, is if you survive, when you survive this COVID, and you don't change your lifestyle, you need to seek mental help. Because you're in
crisis
mode. And you're not supposed to be in crisis mode this long. So whenever you finish this, they suggest not just to talk to somebody, please seek out mental help, because you need to talk to somebody, because this is literally crisis mode. We're not supposed to be functioning at this level.
And for those persons who make it seem like, oh, you're just supposed to function during COVID. I say it often, just because I carry it well doesn't mean that it's not heavy.
Yeah.
Just because the government or your leaders or people like me and Rod, the common man, just because certain people are carrying it well doesn't mean that it's not heavy. This is a very serious time that we're in. Let us not forget that we are in a pandemic. No matter how long we have been in a pandemic, we are still in a pandemic. We are still in a state of emergency.
So check on people. Call them, text them, WhatsApp them, Zoom call them, Skype them, DM them, check on people. And if you're the people, be open to receive it. I know I had a friend who I saw just watching his sauces, and he saw smiling a lot in the sauces. So I just messaged him, hey, you're right. And he wasn't all right. So things like that, that's the way to cope.
If you see the signs in people that you know. Man. You know when that person is a little withdrawn.
When
you
know. I like them.
Yeah, like, let's not act like you don't see it. Do something about it.
So just check on people, because it's tough for everybody.
So speaking of COVID-19, lots of newly engaged and married couples.
Congrats.
So we have congratulations to Crystal and Ian, who recently got engaged. To Aja and Ron, to Ava and her
husband-to-be.
I didn't forget the name, you did. But, you know, life is still happening, even though we're in a pandemic. Samson too?
Yeah.
Ariel, congratulations. There's life is still going on, and people want their lives to go on, because, again, that gives you some sense of normalcy, right? So the question is, and I'm going to put this question out to you. I'm going to wait to see what's going to come up in the comments. The question is for married people, single people, engaged persons, anybody. I just want your opinion on this. If you had the choice to get married to your partner in our current climate with lockdowns and restrictions, would you do so? Or would you wait another year if you could maybe almost guarantee that COVID-19 was a non-factor. So I'll repeat that. If you had the choice to get married to your partner in our current climate with lockdowns and restrictions, would you? Or would you wait another year if you could almost guarantee that COVID-19 wasn't a factor?
Yeah, so where I came about, because we've seen, because I remember last month or so, when they washed their hands of us, do what y'all want to do, country open back up. So people start making appropriate plans. They say, okay, the country open back up, I can start making arrangements. If you finally get married, a lot of persons push it down the line, get married, propose, all of it stuff, right? But now, clank, clank, get a lot back down again. So a lot of people are in limbo. So that's where the question came up with Nads. Like, a lot of people are in limbo. Like, do I wait? Do I say get it? Do I get married with 10 people? 10 people, that's me and the wife, that's two. Mommy, daddy, that's four. Oh, mommy and daddy, that's six. That's then six out of the 10 people. I don't know, they've got the ministers to suffer that. It's difficult. So I see two sides of the argument. One, you won't get married because you don't want to further delay your relationship. You want to marry the love of your life. You want to get this part of your life started. The other side of the coin is that you want to celebrate that moment with other people. So that's the difficulty I see a lot of persons having. What I've seen someone do, after you get the comment, I've seen someone do is that they still have their ceremony. And now they're waiting to have the party per se, or the celebratory event, when things will mark up. I know, I wish I remember that person's name, forgive me if you're listening. They had a family who got married in the city, they lived in the city.
Okay.
So they're supposed to fly down to the wedding, but they couldn't fly down because of the situation. So, first they got married, so they just make arrangements so whenever things come.
And she's
supposed to come here to get married. Come to Bahamas to get married with her family because her husband lives in the city now.
Okay. So Javon says now. Jamal says now. Deandre says now. Exclamation point. Okay. So Donovan says it's a financial no-brainer. Chico said, yes, I would do so. Lydia says, we'll do it now and save some money. Deandre says, less money to spend. Ricardo says, I was getting married now. It is not about the wedding. It is about our new life together. And I totally agree with that. Tari says, I'm getting married still. We'll go to JP and have an event next year, but we'll already be married. Jamal says, saving some money. Stuart says, I agree with Ricardo's comment. Yeah. Deandre saying, marry now and enjoy life together. Seize the date.
Yeah.
Chico says, number one, the reasons you want to marry that person hasn't changed, assuming that they are good reasons. Number two, you need the fellowship and support now more than ever. So,
preach, Chico, preach. I totally agree. And then again,
I love y'all. Y'all about it. Y'all ain't about talk. Y'all about action. You said now, and it's making sense.
I get the people who want the grand wedding. You want to show off, to do big, whatever, bam, 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 boogaloo, but. At the end of the day, the only, I guess y'all echoing how we feel as well. It's like, bro, I want to get married to her. And I cannot see a justifiable reason why I can't get married to her now. Or Keisha's brother's son cousin can't come and see in front of her. Keisha's brother's son cousin can't come here again. I'll send him a picture or a video because, man, at the end of the day, further delaying it makes it no worse. Not to be morbid, but you don't know how tomorrow's going to be with.
That's true.
And that's the scary part about it. Life is so short. It's so scary. And that's what COVID is showing you. I don't want to take nothing for granted. And I don't want to say, you know what? I should have, could have, would have, but I didn't. And at the same time, too, I don't see the sense of, and that's why I think it's a blessing that we got married young. Because I can look back and say, maybe we've been married for 10 years. We've been married for half, or like we've been married with however long we've been married. Because we got early married. Now, was it hard? Yes. But to me, it was worth it.
Yes.
So I think, at least you go, at least you let it.
Yeah, that's
what God is. So I get it. I would never argue against it. But if my personal thing, I get married now. JB, whoever, 10 people in the church, 5 people in the church. Once it's me and her and God, that's all. Fun story. You have anything to say? Fun story?
Okay, hold on, baby.
I have a fun story after that.
Just look. I scared. When running out of a fun story, I scared. Make me lose what I was going to say. Okay, all skeletons tucked inside closet.
Anyway, so when we were getting married, time is flying. When the show falls out, when we were getting married, for those who don't know, if you're listening, you have to register to get married. Go down to the downtown, go upstairs to registration, register office. You register to get married. You fill in the document. You register to get married. Then your priest signs it off here with official document.
I said.
So when we were getting married, we went upstairs either to get the official document or to register. I don't know which one it was. We were in the elevator. And of course, being polite, we talked to people in the elevator. So this couple, there's a foreign couple in the elevator with I assume Apostle JP, remember the situation? So he's in the elevator with him. He's talking like, oh, I love the married people. They come over to get married, destination weddings. And then the couple's talking, they recently got together. They recently got together, but they fell in love, so. Get engaged, and then they're in the Bahamas. They fell in love, they want to get married. Fonz got to get married. So when we got married, prior to getting married, we had 12 weeks of marriage counseling, right? Mm-hmm. So 12 weeks of marriage counseling, awesome session. I recommend it to anybody if you're married, not married, already married. Just have someone give you some good sound advice on marriage. There's a lot of good things I still actually practice and keep with me today.
Yes.
So one thing he taught us in marriage counseling is it's a triune relationship in marriage. It's God, it's mom, it's woman. It's a triune. Oh. God, mom, woman. They say, once you keep those things affirmed, God is at the top, man, woman's on a level. There ain't no lopsided. God is at the top, man, woman level. That's how you make it triangle, right? Man, woman, equal woman, God above you all. Keep God above you all. Man, woman. I keep on saying this for a reason. One, two, three. One, two, three. Triangle. I can draw on my thing. I draw. I put too much work on myself. So he's another the guy. Guy is saying, sorry, the same sermon. I love to see young people getting married. You guys are young. You guys are young. Good stuff. You know, this is very important. Keep God in marriage. We said, yes, sir, we agree. Keep God in marriage. Yeah, because you know it's important. Before is always it's a square. It's a square when it comes to marriage. Yes, no, it's a four-sided marriage, you know? It's this man, this woman, this God, and this apostle.
How you getting that, sir?
See, it's man, this woman, this God, and the apostle. He drew the square. That's why he drew the square. You remember that, right? He's an elevator. That's the longest elevator ride ever. There's only two floors. We literally went to the second floor. That was the longest elevator ride ever. He's a square. He's a square and God, pastor, God and pastor, same level, man. And I only said that to only to say, be mindful of who you allow to give advice. Because we have our situation, even these people, they mean well, or you hope they mean well. Or they're
well intentioned,
or they're seemingly well intentioned, and they give you some advice that doesn't sit right. And if you're a person in a situation, if you're getting married, then we're getting married. Trust with your spirit. So you're praying it together. You all discuss it together.
Oh, yeah.
Because don't be that person. Like, I'll be the monster.
And discuss it with each other. If you have to discuss it with somebody else, discuss it with each other first.
Yeah.
Please.
Don't, like, I'll be the monster. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy that say, oh, I'll get married to the wife. The wife shouldn't care. I'll get married to the wife. Because you need to get married. We're saving money. But your wife really wound up a wedding. Because she might have the situation where she wants her devil reason. She wants her dog to walk it down the aisle. She want her dog to walk it down the aisle or some. Don't do that to her. Because now what's going to happen now? She's going to resent you. Because you think you're saving money, but then you cause such a headache.
Yeah, have that discussion.
So you got to be on one accord. As much as you can be on one accord. Because that's one thing marriage is being on one accord. As much as you can be.
Mm-hmm.
Compromise too. That's what they thought. So marriage counseling. Give up something to get some. And that might be the situation. You all may be in a situation where you all want to have a big wedding and then get pressure. Or the flip side, you don't want to have a big wedding, but mom said, oh, you got a big wedding.
Listen, personally, I didn't want to have a big wedding initially, right?
It was big.
Especially like how it was coming out of pocket. It was like, ain't nothing happening.
Bro, when I tell you, then, God blesses marriages.
And
we have a beautiful village.
And our village said, no, we coming in on this. Our we parents, getting married. Parents,
our friends, people we know, blessings on blessings.
It was lovely. And I would say that, yes, I appreciated every 150 persons. It was 150. It was 200.
Well, I tell you, it's more this, and then we run out of time. But this is going to be a podcast for a different day. Our wedding day. That's a fun story to tell. But the reason why, just to give a tidbit, or not, that church is full.
It was
packed. Christ the King is more than 150 people capacity.
Yeah, that's true. And so, they weren't social distance.
No, but I have fun stories. If anybody was there, anyway, I wouldn't give anything.
Yeah, we ain't getting into that. That's a special.
That's a one memory lane one.
Yeah, it's a lot, but. Okay, so going to our comments, Alexia says she's so proud of us. Yeah, we proud of you too. Like we trying. We're really trying. Sid said, ask them. You know how these people go?
That's and he probably charged him an arm and leg.
And you know, $100 and they were being so polite.
Charged him $100.
Hi, Sonia. I see you watching.
It's only $100 to get married for the license. I'm sure he charged him a couple of dollars for that.
That's but then,
I ain't remember how you look, dude. So if I see him, I don't know how you look.
Chico says, yes, agreed with everything you said, Rods. Side note, we'll be using the your triangle. It's not. It's the truth. That's not just an analogy. Like, Lord, that's the truth.
Man.
That's it.
On the same level.
That's it.
Man, don't come before woman. Woman, don't come before man. You're on the same level, same side. Or in the front, you can't go wrong.
You ever noticed, like, when you see, like, a married couple, like, get into a tizzy or whatever the case is, like, don't get in that. You ever heard that saying? Don't get married people business. Don't get married people business because you will see them, like, getting upset and not talking to each other. Next thing you know, they out here getting ice cream. Like, don't get married people. When God is in that mix, there is something about that covenant. Mm-hmm. Ooh, don't get in blood business. That's so blood.
So, Joe ain't nothing to do with us. Just talk to Joe. Corey being upset. No, she filed for divorce now. Yeah, but yeah, so someone toasted online. That's what's in
love. Y'all remember that? Who was here for that episode that we talked about? Cardi B down.
Me just as fooled up Marvy with stuff, and that's what you're gonna get Marvy with stuff. Somebody tweeted online, Cardi B and Offset are the reason why I don't get Marvy with problems. Because I would be ready to jump your husband for you. Next thing you're about to get up, and I can't go by your house no more.
Not to say that we wanted the marriage to break up, because even the way that she was talking about it, she was like, shame, it's not necessarily that he's a bad guy or he was scheming. It's just that things just happened to happen because they got tired of arguing. Well, clearly they stopped arguing.
But that's how it is on the whole. And I think that's one of the lessons in marriage. And that's why I would encourage persons, especially if it's seemingly reconcilable or get good advice, stick it over.
Yes.
Because you might be mad today. Tomorrow you'll be fine. In my fourth book, you'll be fine. That happens because what happens is that I firmly believe once a man leaves his mother and his father, he leaves his wife, they become one. That means they share their spirit. Mm-hmm. So you will have a higher quality of this person. I tell you, the church on time, you see them differently. My love, you see them differently. So even when they get you upset, you still hold them on a higher regard than everybody else. So those things, and you know, healing the moment, with them off, get the situation. I will go then because some of the pulling is basically robbing this. It's just so tied to that person.
Good evening, so Deshauna.
And I agree, Sid, taking people in my problem. You know what, Sid, our best way to say all this? Don't get nobody a shoemaker. What they say in the
mind
Bible? Ask to me and my house, we serve the Lord. What you do over there is what you do over there. Ask to me and my I respond for three people. I four now. Myself, my wife, my son, my daughter. That's why he's one for four.
You never think me and Rodney had big argument this morning, you know. Not even argument, disagreement, but anyway. Just look like a... And the thing is, we ain't putting on, you know.
No.
We are very...
My thing, and I tell anybody, this is me. So, I picked hungry. And I tell you, especially when they're forced. You pick that person, maybe you're going to choose that person.
Yes.
When people tell you, repeat after them, if you almost say it, don't say it. They say, for better or for worse... They ain't just saying it, for good or for bad, for better, for worse, for sickness and health, that I let you know up front. These are the terms and agreement in this contract.
And they will happen.
Bro, if you don't read these terms and agreement right now, just press okay, just went down on the app. That's your fault. Read the terms and agreement. The terms and agreement ain't even 100 pages long. It's simple.
Okay.
Sickness and health, for better, for worse, for death, do you part. That's the terms and agreement.
And you took off the veil and everything. You saw the whole person. If you didn't look past those eyes and saw into that person before that day, that on you.
And sorry, just to let you know, I am joking. But don't overlook those things. It's the reason why you watch her daddy walking down the aisle. You see the fella, the type of man she come from. If you want to show then, decide. It's the reason why the mommy is sitting in the front. If you see that woman, she has more agree with it, then say no. Don't fool yourself. And that's the reason I tell people all the time, especially when I give people advice. And parents dating, meet their family. If the mommy crazy, sister crazy, Yanni crazy, don't think she's special. My thing is, she could be, you know, but be prepared to deal with it and accept it. Because what people tend to do, they tend to change people they meet, and that's really unfair. If you meet me a particular way, don't change me, because that's how you meet me.
Yes.
Second, you see the daddy don't work, the brother don't work, the dog don't work, the TV don't work, don't think he's special.
If the TV don't work.
He might be. Because at the end of the day, I totally agree. People can change. What they do, people can change how they operate, But their core people are who they are. And what we tend to do wrong is we don't accept people for who they are. People show you who they are, and then you still throw them the side and say, no, I ain't sure. It's me, red flags. And they know, tell the truth. No, I know. I love him, though. I love it, though. Then I accept the person.
Yeah.
But it's only fair to the person that they show you their true colors. Mm-hmm. They show you they don't cook on Sunday. Then you all get married and she'll cook on Sunday. She showed you she don't cook on Sunday.
But honey, she bought a bunch of hot dogs. She told you.
She don't cook. So now you get married and she don't cook. Solve that. And I think that's where a lot of relationships, be it marriage, be it work, be it friends, let people know the terms of agreement. If you accept it, then accept it.
Good night, Sonia.
Sorry, I had to get my little thing because I know what I got from my, a part of my life is
a being. This is my husband. He is a, like, priest. He just doesn't know that he is a priest, a preacher, reverend, deacon, something. That calling is on him so strong, but we can figure it out, though.
That a man should be a priest, protected by violence on. I take that very seriously. So I guess I need to be a priest somehow, but that's that coming from people. It's calling me, but everything goes on. And I tried, I went, and that's a different story for different
people. That's a different story. We have stories. We have lived.
Have you ever sit and talk me know I talk? And I talk.
And you talk all the business. And like, I try to pretty it up a little bit. Because
you
learn
from experience. But no, I right. I didn't even speak. I mumble. I speak fast. I kind of forward to you to missing the sound I'm saying. So I believe in the advanced speaking. So if you misinterpret anything you want me to say,
that on you.
I apologize. To a fault. My thing is, I think that's how it should be, because I think you should let people know up front this is what the situation is. So my thing is, this is what it is. But I wouldn't even say 9 out of 10. I would say 10 out of 10. It comes from a place of love. It comes from a place of care. Yeah. It comes from a place of concern. Because if you see me don't care, I don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
So if I say something, then I know I should say something. So I care about you guys, and I appreciate all you guys, and I don't know if it sent you know how much I love all you who are listening, who are watching.
This whole thing is coming from love. Like, literally, that's the name. Are in love. Yes, we're talking about the things that we love, but honestly, it's coming from a place of love, because that's who we are and try to be. You understand?
And it's who we are, and the flaw is not. I know I far from perfect. I ain't even trying to be perfect. I tell myself I know my best today, I do better than one. I tell I know it's for straight up. I apologize this morning again. Reverend Raleigh teaches, say you're sorry. Don't be big to say you're sorry. Say you're sorry, because my thing is I cause peace for you and for her. Say you're sorry. If you do something wrong, say you're sorry.
Rodney will say sorry so quickly and spell it out for exactly what it is that is totally disarming. So I could sit there in all my anger and there is nothing else that can come out of my mouth, because if I know that he is truly sorry, and he's not going to say anything that he doesn't mean.
Yeah, I can lie.
He's not a liar. He ain't trying to make me feel better like that. But if I know that he means that, and then his actions reflect that, what I could do? Sit there and be mad, or be like, hey, you need today, or you need anything? Like, we got to move past this.
My intention is never to hurt him in any way. Because if I hurt myself, and I'm not trying to hurt myself. So my thing is, and that's why I taught myself, and I tell everybody, if she tell me her feelings hurt, I apologize for hurting your feelings. I don't apologize for the actions. I did the actions with due care. But I apologize for the fact that your feelings are hurt. Because that's never my intention. But that's, again, that's why I had to spell it. Because I won't just say sorry for being sorry. So I tell our kids, say what you're sorry for.
Yes.
Because that's where sincerity comes in. You got to say what you're sorry for. If you buck your toe, I'm sorry for causing your toe to hurt. I ain't sorry for stepping because I stepped. I ain't sorry for not seeing the focus. I ain't see you for, like, I can't say sorry if I didn't know. But the fact that I caused you pain, I'm sorry for that. And as we simple stuff for that, now and that's where I've learned.
This one is called Lover's Choice. Real love. I'm still in love. Let's see it. Cause love.